Deception by Randy Alcorn. This audio version is published by Oasis Audio through an agreement with Multnomah Books. I'm Roger Mueller. Chapter 1. Wednesday, November 6. My chest pounding like a dryer load of army boots, I knocked the noisemaker off its cradle, then groped for it in the darkness. Three enormous red digits, 259, assaulted my eyes. Hello! The voice on the phone was deep and croaky. Detective Ollie Chandler? I nodded my head, admitting it. Chandler! Yeah. You didn't answer your cell. His voice was a hacksaw cutting a rain gutter. You awake? No, but you may as well finish the job. In bed? Mowing the lawn. Who died? I've been waiting all my life for good news from a 3 a.m. phone call. Many imagine that middle-of-the-night phone calls mean someone's been killed. I don't imagine it. It's true. Jake Woods tells me there's a God in charge of the universe. I'm not convinced. But if there is, I'd appreciate it if he'd schedule murders during day shift. Victim's Jimmy Ross, Sergeant Jim Seymour said. Drug dealer. I didn't shed a tear. To me, drug dealers are a waste of protoplasm. Officer Sayson's the patrol, Sergeant Seymour said. 1760 Southeast Clinton, Apartment 34. I scratched it down in the dark, postponing those first daggers of light. The problem with morning is that it comes before my first cup of coffee. I keep water in my Mr. Coffee, poured to the 10-cup mark with Starbucks French roast, always waiting. In my quest for maximum darkness, I load the filter to the top. Whether it's 7 a.m. or 3 a.m., I can throw the switch and even though the world...